ambassador chides the man and his wife. They had the big embassy Cadillac, his car, so there was lots of room for our baggage, and they took us to our hotel. So happened it was my birthday, my 70th birthday. And learning that, he said, well, you must come to the embassy for lunch tomorrow so that we have a birthday dinner. And they had the longevity noodles at that luncheon. John Holdrich came to that same luncheon, and Chaz Freeman, a couple of others from the China desk. But John Holdrich, after all that had happened, still made a toast to me on this occasion, which was warm and flattering, and I have great respect for that man.
I do too. Let me, before we get your Washington activities as you depart, I do have one question. In this period of farewell, did you have any input into policy thinking in Washington, or did anyone ask for your opinion on next steps?
No.
None at all.
And when I returned, I saw, of course, John Holdrich and the Armacost Negroponte, who were his deputies at that point, and the people on the China desk with whom I was personally very close. But it was never suggested I should see the secretary, nor did I ask to see the secretary, and there was absolutely no interest. A few days after I returned, Doug Fraser, president of the UAW, had a session with President Reagan, in which the president asked him, has Leonard come back yet? That was the only interest from on high. And he said, yes, he's already back. That was all.
You know, I had the same experience. I think the transition was so lacking in competence of the Reagan administration, with really not only lack of grace, but lack of intelligence in seeking to ascertain in the best way possible the state of play in most of these relations. They had to really start from scratch.
Good.
Did Stape send back cables on policy? Was he consulted, do you know? I guess if not.
I don't think so. Not to the point I left, no.
Which was the decisive point. So that it's as if the embassy became an outcast. Did you send back reporting cables on your meetings with most of the vice premiers and Premier Zhao?
Well, I'm sure, I think we did, yes. Yes. So I had very limited people to see then by virtue of that. I was invited over to Commerce by the Undersecretary, Lionel Omer, and I get the impression, even to this day, that Commerce Secretary Baldrige is a cut above most of them in having some common sense. And in fact, when I went to see the Undersecretary, he said the Secretary would have received you, but he told me he was out of Washington for some purpose or other.
His, the Assistant Secretary for China Trade, Deputy Assistant Secretary for China Trade, Gene Lawson, was also quite good, and is a Bush person. Was a PhD student of mine at Columbia.
So actually, we were only in Washington for a week. Had a session with Admiral Long, who was visiting in Washington. That was Dick Holbrooke, of course, who was already out of office. met with the intelligence people, INR, CIA, the China desk staff, and they were nice enough to give a luncheon for us, for Sharon and myself. And met with Art Hummel, who was back at that time.
Lobbying for his job, as I recall. I remember seeing him a couple times.
Yes, I think that was his purpose. I remember him saying to me that the administration was still seeking for a political person. He didn't know how that was going to come out, but that if it were to be a career appointment, as he could see it, there were two names left in the running, his and Bill Gleistein. And he said, I don't think I have to tell you that I'd probably be it as between those two names at this point. And I said, I'm sure that's true. And he said, on the political side, the guy who's in the lead, as I understand it, is a fellow called Milliken. I never heard of him. So I told him who Milliken was, and a longtime governor of my home state, and that if he were appointed, then my opinion would be from the point of view of policy an excellent choice. When I got back to Michigan, I was of two minds whether to get in touch with Bill Milliken. But I decided against it. And I don't know for sure whether he was ever approached or not. I think, had he been, he would have turned it down. I think he was serious right along about serving out his term as governor of the state.
The rumors certainly were rife that he was being approached.
Yes. Even before I left Peking, I was asked by the AP representative what was my opinion if he were appointed, what kind of an ambassador he would be. So.
Well, it ends really is absolutely fascinating three years. I've enjoyed interviewing you enormously too, really a very fulfilling experience.
Well, it certainly has been